The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Marcus Mang joins us. He's here for Rock Wars there. He's part of Into the Pit on Sunday nights, 9 to midnight. Before we get into the Rock War stuff, I meant to talk about this earlier and haven't had a chance. It's good that Marcus is here because he likes music too. Where do you stay? Have you heard the thing about the Rolling Stone article where they're trying to make it so Taylor Hawkins, who died from the Foo Fighters, obviously the drummer for the Foo Fighters, who passed away a little while ago, they're saying that he died exhausted.
Well, two
that
people
the tour killed him. Right. And, yeah. And it was Cameron. It was Matt Cameron and I think Chad Smith
for the
Chili Peppers. And they both came out and said, wait a minute, we got rooked by this article that evidently Taylor was going around saying, I can't do this. Like, the girl's touring schedule is unreal. You can't keep up. I'm dying. And now the Rolling Stone puts it out there. They're trying to say that's a bombshell that he died, and they're saying, did Dave, was it irresponsible? And they pushed him so hard, he pushed himself to exhaustion. He was passing out on planes and everything else. And I'm like, exhaustion? That sounds a lot like heroin to me. Passing. I mean, the guy had 10 substances
and
in his body.
How many times would you could say that as you're like, you've been touring for years and like, man. Yeah. Just saying, I can't take this.
Well, he went
anymore.
To Grohl evidently.
You know, I'm just getting old.
After this is over, let's calm her down. And Dave said, okay. But I know one product that's bad for exhaustion, heroin. That's not going to pep you up.
Well, right? He balanced it with the cocaine in Colombia.
And all the other stuff. Yeah, he had cocaine, he had heroin, he had fentanyl, he had antidepressants, alcohol.
Yeah.
He was loaded. And I don't know why this is coming out like this. And it's so irresponsible. Like, it's irresponsible of Rolling Stone in the first place to say, let's interview these people and turn it into an expose of trying to make the band look like they killed him.
Yeah.
Because that's what the article looks like. They're like, oh, they killed Taylor Hawkins.
And they let that happen.
And again, he could have quit. Like, if he was that bad, he could have quit. I mean, it's offensive. Why are we so quick to, like, not have just the truth be the truth? Why is drug use not the reason? And, you were exhausted and you turned to drugs and that's the bad thing. You were an addict. That's what we should focus on, his addiction, right? And we're always about mental health and all this other stuff. The guy was a heroin addict. And somebody should have taken care of him and stuff, but nobody killed Taylor Hawkins. It's crazy.
Taylor killed Taylor.
Taylor did it. I mean, like and it's not great that he was exhausted, but he was. Look, if you're playing in the business machine that is the Foo Fighters, you're going to be on the road a lot. He signed up knowing that. Like if you didn't like the like if you were Izzy, I don't like the hours I work, and they make you show up on time, and then she dies and says it's exhaustion. Well, you knew the hours of your job. You knew you worked, 6:05 to 9:43. You knew your hours. If that's too much for you, you have to quit.
And it's still your decision. Whether in order for me to rally up, I have to take this
right
to maintain keep up.
But again, heroin doesn't help. It's not a performance-enhancing drug. Heroin is not. It helps you write great songs.
Well, all of our the other ones that he had, it was...
Sure.
He had his... methodology, I guess.
Sure, it was a
formula,
bunch of stuff, and I don't know that it was keeping him up. It sounds like somebody who was addicted to drugs that was taking everything. Had nothing to do with exhaustion or trying to do the best job he could, because that's the last thing you turn to when you're like, gosh, I'm going to make my job easier by taking heroin, said no one ever.
Especially how he drummed. He's basically an X Games skateboarder on pot. He deserves an extra medal.
Yes.
It's not enhancing. You're right.
If you were on weed and heroin and you could drum like that,
oh, I know.
You needed it to stay normal rather than go off the rails from a heart attack that was going to blow you up just because your natural state of consciousness was accelerated like you were on coke. Yeah, it's a sad article because people can't just die from a problem It has to be nefarious or something extra.
There's got to be some deep dark. Look, right. English teacher, maybe the book just meant this. There
exactly.
wasn't some deep meaning
sometimes
to it.
Hemingway meant the old man died.
Drank too much.
The old man was fishing and things didn't go right. It had nothing to do with Jesus or anything else. It was just Taylor Hawkins had a drug problem, and let's not overlook that and say he was exhausted and that's what killed him. When they say 10 substances were found inside the body, I'm putting aside all of your emotional problems and everything else and saying that's what got you. And it still sucks. There's no question. But that was like Rolling Stone's going to get sued. Talk about a defamation case.
They're really stretching it, though, because the thing that had stuck out me the most in that article is they say 20 of 40 of his friends says he was tired. Like, you know how many, 100% of my friends say I'm tired?
You can always just say it. I'm just tired.
Once you're 40, that's all you talk about.
Right.
Like, once you turn 40, like, God, I'm tired all the time.
I went to a show last night. I'm still here in the morning. It's fine.
You got to show up. You're exhausted. You're not going to turn
to heroin. I can't do this anymore.
Can you imagine if Marcus, like, I slept for 2 hours last night. What I need now is some heroin so I can do some IT work. Heroin does not help you get through your day. I don't understand it, but yeah. So that story's going around like crazy. And
the wilderness drink does.
Wilderness athlete will help you out. That's for darn sure.
I had that yesterday.
It worked, doesn't it?
Oh,
it's amazing. We could have gotten Taylor on that, and we'd still have Taylor Hawkins. So I was just reading that thing. I'm like, man, that's crazy. Marcus won Rock Wars last week. So you're going to have a topic. I don't know.
Oh, I've got it now.
You got it ready? Let's have it.
We're free from the Brady topics, although it does involve Brady.
We are free from Brady topics. Oh, my God. That does sound beautiful. All right,
for
what do you got?
The love of God, how can we not do the minstrel menstrual cycle?
Yeah, that's true.
So we have to have a song that the minstrel is playing to alert us that the menstrual is going.
A rock song played by a minstrel, which we won't have access to quite yet.
Right.
A rock song that lets people know. That plays at the desk of a woman who is
ready to take her three-day vacation.
I already got yelled at when I said that there's only one downstairs that we even have to worry about taking time off, and that's Jen Gardner. One of the ladies down there, her nickname is Jill. I don't know if that's her real name, but we call her Jill.
I thought she was KUPD mom.
Oh, she's KUPD mom. And I said to her when she texted, I am bleeding right now. I'm like, all right, well, see, this is why we need you to take a couple days off. None of us need to know that. So a song that she would have playing.
Yes, a song that she would have, and I'm really, really, really upset that we can't do Raining Blood.
Slayer's band,
yeah,
Metallica.
Slayer's out.
So they have to wear like a little transistor around their neck, and it has to be playing on a loop to let you know, she's on the thing. It's the Scarlet Letter of minstrel. A minstrel
I hear
song.
That song. They shouldn't be here at work.
It's a minstrel. So we will salute the menstruation with some minstration. I don't know how it works. And you tell us how to do it. Holmberg at 98kupd.com, a menstruation song. Oh, man. I got two that just popped in my head that made me sick immediately because one of them is by warrant. I don't even care what it's about, but I shouldn't have thought of it.
No.
You can text 97936 if you got the feeling to do so and tell us what you think it should be. A menstruation song to announce to the world that they should get 3 days off soon. It's 98KUPD Rock Wars coming up.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
UPD. Rock Wars!
It's Wednesday. It's time for Rock Wars, the weekly battle of musical brilliance, brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn. We all know this by now. That's why I have to still look it up. Hold on. There it is. Shorter long-term collateral loans from $10 to over $100,000. No credit needed. Top dollar paid. And the entire process just takes several minutes. MoMoneyPawn.com. The topic today, of course, brought up because Brady says minstrel instead of menstrual, which changes the entire meaning of a woman's cycle, and it makes it hilarious that there
musical
are,
fruit.
There are songstresses or little song cherubs that follow you about making music to your cycle, letting us know that this is exactly your time. Marcus had the floor, and he said that he would like a song that the ladies would have to have strapped to them in some way. Minstrels would have to play constantly while they're here, because they're talking about giving them days off, for their minstrel cycle. And a song that lets the woman have her minstrel cycle and be announced to everyone else. Marcus, who would you like to go first?
John, let's go with you first.
Right off the bat. I wanted to try to go down a road like where it was like she's useless or gross. I don't understand why a woman would want to come to work with that going on, unless there were cherubic little angels playing songs around her the entire time. And if we get to pick the song they sing, it would be great. But we also have to get the message across. An Austrian death machine is definitely the one that does it. Arnold said it best. If it bleeds, we can kill it. I think that's the name. I would like to hear this every time Jill Short walks around with the stud. By the way, they're having a blood drive at LGE today. So any ladies having that moment, and the two that still work here that do it, I don't know. What's it called? If it bleeds, it can die, or we can kill it, right?
Bleed, we can kill it.
Way to know the name of the song, Brady.
Or just in my head. I started to do the quote, and I'm like, the quote's not right.
What's the album this is off of?
Austrian Death Machine's
Greatest Hits.
It's the greatest hits.
Total Brutal, isn't it?
Actually, is it Total Brutal? I own this one. I don't
either
know.
Total Brutal or Total, Double Brutal.
Total Brutal is the first one. Then they
More Brutal.
Then they had a Christmas album, and they also had Double Brutal. Great.
Double Brutal's hilarious. I don't know which one it's off of. I do singles. I do Apple.
Oh, this screams single.
Yeah, oh no, this shouts
out. For me,
out.
It does.
It's single. Oh, it's a great song. Yeah. It's actually really good. If it bleeds, we can kill it.
All right, I think we need to save a little time, so Brett, you should go next. All right, your song.
All right, now this one, it's only a minute 20 because that's all we want to hear from these broads about this stuff. So, and I mean, some of the lyrics go, "Oh God damn it, it's stained right through my new dress. Oh God damn it, why did this happen now?"
God.
It's premenstrual princess blues from SOD.
Okay, so it's gonna be loaded with swears.
No.
Okay, good. Minstrel. I think I've been shot. How about a bloody Mary? I like
gets
that.
It all done in 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Brett's giving a quote, his words, not mine, a broad 80 seconds of time.
There you go.
If she's minstreling.
Making a broad generalization about
right.
Broads.
Exactly right. Would you like to go next and save Brady for last, or you want him to go next?
No. Right. I would love to hear Brady's pick.
All right. Well, we experience it once a month, a lot of offices where the ladies are. We live in Phoenix, which is a paradise. I went with Ozzy Osbourne's Bloodbath in Paradise.
Oh, all right.
I see Google's working on his phone.
I was going to say, what album is this on?
Total Brutal.
That band he loves from New Jersey.
Gary Holland says, remember when Brady couldn't say minstrel before and it became a menstrual cup? Minstrel cup.
Yeah, because you brought that up. Remember the cup that they used?
Yeah, that's right. Names sang it. Yeah. Yep. Some still do, evidently.
What?
Prostitutes.
Ah.
Oh. All right, that's Ozzy's blood song. All right, Marcus.
All right, as brutal as I wanted to go, I did want to do that one Cannibal Corpse song.
Wait a minute. You can go more brutal, but this is the brutalest you want.
I will tell you this.
Total brutal.
I watched him say this was number two.
Yeah,
like this was choice two.
They said he's backing it down.
This was choice two, mainly because the lyrics just fit so well, especially the ending lyric when it says, "Believe me, that time will sear the wound."
You.
Oh,
exactly.
Cauterizing?
It's Machine Head, the blood, the sweat, the tears. On to the edge.
There's blood and there are tears. All right, I like it. All right,
you've made Mark Randall very happy today, though.
Who is that?
Machine Head.
Machine Head. Okay, Machine Head. Blood, sweat, and tears. Brady chose Ozzy Osbourne's
Bloodbath in Paradise.
Bloodbath in Paradise. And Brett chose
premenstrual princess blues from SOD.
And I chose If It Bleeds, We Can Kill It. Who will win? Holmberg at 98kupd.com is how you will vote. 97936 is the other way you will vote. No John Gordon today, so we have to either do out of a hat for that other option. Toledo can't write down the options. I'll write them. I'll write the four. Okay, we'll have four of them. So I'll check out the emails. You do the texts.
Okay.
And we'll figure it out from there. If you want to help out, you can do that. Holmberg at 98kupd.com, 97936. We find out who wins Rock Wars next.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
Although you very well, you might be right.
That's what I'm saying.
Toledo just hit us with a pedophile reference right before we go on the air. That's not fair. And it was pretty accurate. We can't even share it because he's a friend. But he looks like a pedophile. Anyway, it's Rock Wars. We're in the center of it. And Marcus had the reins this week, and he chose a song for menstruation. Minstrel. How would you say that? Minstrels for menstruation. Minstrels for menstruation.
Menstrual song.
It's a blood drive. And it's got a hand to the kid. The choices this week for ladies to have to wear a speaker around their bodies and have song represent their time of the month. If they don't, in fact, take the 3 days off that are being proposed, at least in Spain, for if you're menstruating, you don't have to come to work. That's how much we hate it, ladies. That's how much you guys should take advantage of it, and you never do. So much pride in something so disgusting. Marcus chose, what was it?
Machine Head. I know.
That's right. That's right. And he's down on it. Machine Head. Brett chose S.O.D., Stormtroopers of Death themselves.
That's right.
And it was blood.
Premenstrual Princess Blues.
That's right. Brady chose Ozzy, Bloodbath in Paradise, and I chose Austrian Death Machine. If it bleeds, we can kill it. Ladies would have to wear this. The emails are flying in, and Brett just dominated the emails. 12-6 on me, 2 for Brady, and Marcus is second choice. No votes this week, which is very rare. Very rare. Michael Cross says, although Brady is actually in the ballpark today, you got to give him credit for that. You never vote against the Stormtroopers of Death. Way to go, Bert. This one says, remember, John, if it bleeds, it can breed. So I'm with you. We must kill it. This one's for you. Well done on all parts today. Impressive, Brady. But Brett hit the nail on the head with this one. The Italian greasy guy gets 2 greasy thumbs up from me. This one is, I think Brett was actually looking for SOD to cover up a body, sod. But it just happened upon hearing that song. It was Google searching the wrong thing.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know
my
what you're
vote.
Talking about. I don't
either. Brady figured out Google today, and that impressed me.
That's what Marcus said, too.
I was expecting him to pit too legit to quit for some god-awful reason. I was impressed. All around good picks, but I'm with Brett. The less, the better. I don't want to talk about it. Ladies, you get 80 seconds to talk about your menstruation. 80 seconds. That's all they're giving them. Mm-hmm. F you, Marcus. Should have gone with the mentors. My bitch is on the rag. Is that a thing you know?
No.
I don't know that one at all. Brady for the win, says Chad Schallenberger. No, he shouldn't. John, solid choice today, says Kevin. Brett, another great pick. Brady, you're going to phone in the whole year, aren't you? He says, not sure what that afterbirth chair presented us, so I just say no. I'm going to go with John on this one. Keep going strong, Chancellor. And so my wife works for a receptionist company, and while she was on the phone, a woman called and said, I need to speak to the doctor because it's that time of my month, and something is green.
Whoa. It's the 80 seconds maybe too
That's
much.
That's what he
too.
Said. For that reason, I'm voting for Brett's very fast song, Get This Over With. Oh, God. I would die from that. If it's supposed to be a different color, yuck. What do you got over there on the text?
Right now on text, you and Bert are tied.
Oh!
Both with 40% of the vote.
Could come down to trouble.
Brady's bringing up the rear. Marcus has 1 vote. So
all right, I got 1.
You got 1.
I got to give it to Brett, though, for the sheer fact that he's beating Austrian Death Machine.
That is pretty impressive.
Good. When you pulled that one out, I'm like, ah, damn it.
Hang on. I got to write this down. I forgot. And Toledo will have to pick.
That's how it starts.
What? It's perfect.
We were looking up the Mentors' My Bitch is on the Rag song.
Is it terrifying?
Oh, yeah.
What's it? Yeah. It starts with cuss words, I'm guessing.
My Bitch is on the Rag. Bloody is such a drag.
Throwing
another word.
It's too much. It's talking about it too much.
Oh, it's bad.
We've overdone it already. Toledo, pick a number between 1 and 5.
2.
Number 2 is the final call.
All right,
the
yes!
final call will determine who wins today, and all we got to do is get that final call. Open up the phones, 585-9800, and you can determine today's Rock Wars winner. Will it be Brady and Ozzy, Bloodbath in Paradise? Will it be Brett, S.O.D.,
Premenstrual Princess Blues?
I'm never going to get that right, ever. Will it be me, Austrian Death Machine, if it bleeds, we can kill it, or will it be Marcus? Probably not.
Ouch.
It's true. So there it is, the final call. It is Josh is on the line. Are you there, Josh?
Yes, sir.
All right, vote, my friend. Who you got?
Oh, Bert.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. All right. Thank you, Josh. Well done.
Nice
thank
job,
you very much.
Thank
Final
you.
Call. Brett is the clear-cut winner today because he picked an 80-second song, which is brilliant. Ladies, we don't want to hear about it. And why any of you would fight days off when governments are saying, let's give the ladies a couple days off during that time
we'll pay
of the month.
For it.
We'll pay for it. You can have pay. And some women are going, no, it's not a disease. You got an argument there. From all of us. We don't want to hear about it. Take your days off. It's pretty Polly Princess and her giant red.
SOD, pre-menstrual princess blues.
All right.
Here's your lyrics for you, so you can follow along at home.
Oh, good. It started Irving, where are my maxi pads? If you want to sing along.
The opening lyrics.
So, Irving is my middle name, and someone did said that sounds like my ex-wife.
It does.
Singing.
It sounds like Dawn singing to you, and she would probably call you Irving.
She would.
Because she called you Dick for other reasons.
She would.
All right, let's go. It's Pretty Polly Princess and her, I don't know what the hell the song's called. It's S.O.D.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
That's the best part of that song, is that it does. It's got like a 7-second fade. It's only 73 seconds long. Fantastic. Well done, Brett.
Thank you.
That got a 5.
Out of 5?
The rating, yeah. Nice.
This was Star Search?
Yeah, and heavy flow.
Yeah, I knew it.
All right.
Stormtroopers of Death get 5 stars. Sam Harris, 3.5 stars. We have a new champion.
Congratulations, Brett. You got this week, and that's a win for all of us because, once again, Brady doesn't get to pick next week. So
I'll be back.
Another fun topic next week. All right.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. Count on Wednesday being good. Right now it's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. You can get yourself defense training out there right there. All you got to do is go to ReactDefense.com, check out everything they've got to offer. Talking to another person that said, boy, that core class really lets you know exactly where you stand, and it makes you, it motivates you. That's what they do. They get you moving. A gym, whatever, fun for a while, and then you kind of get bored with it. This thing is different every time. I'm entering my 4th year there, and I'm still discovering things that are brand new and challenging and fun, and not to the point where I can't do it. That's the thing. You got to challenge yourself. If you're looking to get in better shape, that's the key. Challenge yourself into doing things that are, you know, not necessarily easy until you get easy. That's the point. And then the self-defense part that puts things in your pocket you can carry through your everyday life. That's the best part of the whole deal. Become smarter, become a better citizen, and just in better shape all the way around. Healthier. That's the key right there. Check it out. ReactDefense.com. They got it in Phoenix, Glendale, and Chandler, and they're waiting on you. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Well, if this executive ABC has his way, he's like, I'm open to Chris Rock hosting the 2023 Oscars.
Well, that
because
be
they came off of big ratings, and like, well, that would kick it off pretty strong.
Yeah, no, it would be huge. And let Will Smith back in.
It's low hanging fruit, though.
It is
2033.
Well, it's a year's worth of jokes that the internet will write before he came.
Yeah,
so they can't announce that he's going to do it because the internet ruins everything, and they'll steal all the thunder from what could be. It would be a surprise, like if he came out and opened the Oscars and no one knew it. That would be great. But you can't announce him as the host and then have the internet not wreck it.
Our guy Jeffrey Ross, Roastmaster General, has got a new series on Netflix. Greatest Roasts of All Time, Groat.
Okay.
Tom Brady will be producing this, but he'll be the first one in to roast.
They're going
to
roast Tom Brady?
Yep. Oof. And then they're going to do it to other people that are the greatest of all time.
Oh, the goat roast.
Yeah, so the GOAT series will roll out. It'll be next year.
I'm sure LeBron is already volunteering. I'll be in there.
Again, LeBron managed to make...
writing.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron managed to compliment someone and himself in the same sentence. I forget who was he talking about, Luka Doncic? Luka Doncic is awesome to watch. He's my favorite player in the league to watch because he reminds me how I play the game. I'm like, oh, my God, LeBron. Just say you like Luka. Why do you have to involve how good you are?
He's trying to find his next team.
He's the most unlikable superstar, beyond Tom Brady, the most unlikable superstar in sports history.
David Blaine's been talking about his residency in Las Vegas starting September 30th. He'll only do it basically one time, one show a week because it's so physically exhausting.
Sitting in a box for 3 days is hard. I don't know what tickets are going to cost. But
10 years in the making. He's finally rolling out this show. I'm sure it'll be pricey. Selma Blair had a problem that social awkwardness growing up affected her a little bit because she bit people.
Yeah, that's going to affect
you. She's a biter. She's got a memoir coming out, Mean Baby, a memoir of growing up. She talks about some of the famous people she's bitten. Huh. Sienna Miller, Seth MacFarlane, Kate Moss.
Like bitten them as playful or like
not
just ran up and
bites.
Bit them? Like hurt them?
Yeah.
I'll give her credit. That is a niche market if I've ever heard of.
You're going to get a book deal out of that.
Yeah.
You guys have to know that I've bitten several celebrities and I'm willing to tell all. Yeah, you're definitely not competing. There's nowhere at the bookstore or library where that section of book is sold in mass. That's an end cap.
Says she used to bite people to compensate for her sensory overload and social situations.
It's like when cats get too much attention and then they kind of lash out a little bit, like you're touching me too much.
Yeah.
It's also what you would call insane. I had a woman bite me once in the lobby here. She came down and said she wanted to meet me. Yeah, she wanted to meet me. And I was like, okay. And I went down to the front. I forget who the front. I think it was still Gloria down in the front desk because there's a lady who wants to meet you. And I'm like, okay. Normally, I think it's that, you know, Cheryl or that lady that comes by. Oh, yeah. She said, come by. And she didn't. And took a chunk of my shoulder.
That's made, when you made came like running a big, up. Guys, we got a biter.
Yeah, you guys. And Brady went running down. What's she eating? Like me. And she bit me right on the shoulder, like right here.
Like hard. Teeth mark and stuff?
Hard.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It left like a bruise.
Oh, man.
Like she smashed her face into my and just gave a quick bite. Like, ah, what was that? I'm sorry. I get excited. I'm like, what in the world am I looking at here?
You got a tactical black move for that one?
No, I didn't. I would have punched her had I. Yeah,
he
I should
have
punched her. Yeah, I ran away. I screamed, flailed, and ran. No, this was maybe it was like right after we got here, or maybe it was even before that. I just remember being in the lobby just getting chunked. It's weird.
Neil Patrick Harris apologized for his platter, inspired by Amy Winehouse's decaying corpse. Happened in Halloween. He had a Halloween party in 2011, and now he's coming out and saying, I'm
he
sorry.
Came out a long time ago.
I came out about that.
Oh, I see. So he had a corpse cake that was Amy Winehouse themed.
Yeah.
11 years ago. On Halloween.
Not too soon.
Must have been a rum cake.
Oh, yeah. You cut into it.
But it was
full of
basically
alcohol.
The Halloween. It was 3 months after Winehouse passed away.
And they're saying it was too soon then.
I guess
11
plenty
years
of
later.
Time.
Yeah.
Who cares
plenty
at this
of
point?
Time.
It's been 11 years.
How funny would it have been if it was someone who had passed away years ago? Who cares? Like, the Amy Winehouse corpse cake is funny only right after she dies.
Yeah.
And he's getting heat for what? He's going to lose his job doing nothing.
He's getting heat for being relevant.
Yeah, exactly.
Tasteful joke. That's what he's acknowledging that.
That was the point of it.
I know.
Yeah, you don't have to acknowledge it. A recently dead celebrity cake is always distasteful. That's the joke. Like if he took it seriously and said, I hated her so much, I made a fake cake so we can eat it, it'd be weird. If you didn't get the joke, step away from the joke table. It's not everyone else's fault. You're humorless.
I only think it's weird if you're like, no, I need that part of her.
Right.
That's weird.
I've always wanted to eat that part of Amy's dead body.
Then Selma Blair's there and there's a bite out of her neck.
Maybe it was a real Amy Winehouse.
Sorry, I got the whole party in my head already. I know who's there, what's doing.
Well, there's a good chance Selma Blair did go to Neil Patrick Harris parties. That's kind of that B list.
So all I've learned is in 2011, Neil Patrick Harris was fun.
Yeah.
And now he's not.
Maybe not. Now he has to say sorry. Or the people around him aren't. I'm done with humorless.
I feel bad I ate part of that.
Yeah. I'm done with humorless people. If you weren't in on the joke, step away. You weren't in on it. If you don't like the joke, that's part of humor. It's subjective. It doesn't mean it has to be stopped. Again, if you don't like walking in the desert because of cactus, don't walk in the desert. Don't tell me I can't.
I was just going to remove the cactus.
Right. That's the key. Well, let's sweep all these cactus out so I can be more comfortable out here. Well, I like cactus. Don't bubble wrap me because you feel unsafe, jackass. I don't understand that. Turn it. It's been the adage for years. What did they used to say before TV and radio to people like, well, that offends me. Then get out. I guess that was the olden days. Yeah, F off was probably, that's probably why it was invented. Go F yourself then.
I think they just shot him in the Old West.
That could be. You didn't get it, you got killed. And I want to bring that back.
I miss the old days.
I do too. The
Brett,
good old
we
days.
Know you do.
That's what Trump's talking about with Make America Great Again. Shoot the humorless. That's it. Larry's not here today. Shannon is. Shanman's in here in just a little bit. I'm sure he's got all sorts of stuff to give you. Be kind to Shannon, and he'll be kind to you. That's it for us. Marcus, Sunday, 9 to midnight on the Into the Pit program, where you can hear gems like what you heard this morning from Marcus.
I'll play some S.O.D.
You get a little S.O.D. in there and play that Stormtrooper song. There you go. We're done. You guys have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.